You're listening to SBS News.
At the moment, nearly 500,000 Australians are living with dementia, and that number increases every day. Dementia is not one specific disease, but describes a collection of symptoms that are caused by disorders affecting the brain. It affects thinking, behaviour, and the ability to perform everyday tasks, enough to interfere with a person's normal social or working life. Margaret Loden is 91 years old, but her daughter, who's in her 50s, has Alzheimer's disease, one form of dementia.
Terrible. And it's so tragic when you're so young. I mean, I didn't even realise you could have it that early. I can't think what... Actually, she's had it about a year and a half now. And it's awful. She was so energetic.
Now the World Health Organization has issued new guidelines which recommend ways to reduce the risk of cognitive decline and dementia. WHO spokeswoman Dr. Neeraja Chowdhury says the cost of dementia is staggering.
We now know that there are 50 million people currently worldwide with dementia, and this number is set to triple by 2050. We also know that dementia causes devastating impacts on the person with the illness, but also for family and caregivers. And it has broader social and economic impacts. The cost of dementia annually is set to rise to $2 trillion by 2030.
Dr. Chowdhury says people can reduce their risk of dementia by getting regular exercise, not smoking, avoiding harmful use of alcohol, controlling their weight, eating a healthy diet, and maintaining healthy blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar levels.
So the advice for the general public is that actually what is good for your heart is good for your brain. So a lot of the things that will reduce your risk for cardiovascular disease, for example, heart disease and stroke, will also reduce your risk for dementia.
Associate Professor Michael Woodward is Dementia Australia's honorary medical advisor. He told SBS News the guidelines mark a first in terms of advice to try to slow the onset of dementia and cognitive decline.
This is the first time the WHO put it into international guidelines and also offered resources to facilitate that in other countries, perhaps those that have a less robust health system than we have here in Australia. So, yes, it is a new approach, but it's, if you like, news and information that's been around for some time.
Professor Woodward says it is a worldwide problem with someone, somewhere, diagnosed with some form of dementia every 3 seconds. He says as the average age of the world's population increases, the number of cases of dementia also increases.
Well, there's no doubt that the whole world is ageing, and more so in the Asia-Pacific region. In fact, the most rapidly ageing populations are the largest populations, China and India, and therefore have the most rapidly increasing number of people with dementia. So it is a problem of ageing. It's probably also true to say that certain of our lifestyle factors have not helped.
Figures released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics earlier this year revealed that two-thirds of the Australian population are overweight or obese. Professor Woodward says that could lead to problems further down the track.
Being a little overweight, particularly in our older years, is not such a bad thing. But certainly being obese at any age and probably being overweight in our middle life is not good. So we can do something about that. We can do something about our physical exercise. We can increase that. Probably a minimum of about 20 minutes 5 times a week is sufficient. We need to also look at our mental activity, keeping our brain stimulated. We need to remain socially engaged, and we need to have a good diet, which of course can also impact on our weight.
The WHO's Dr. Chowdhury hopes the guidelines will give health professionals around the world the tools to manage the growing health challenge.
This rise in global numbers of people with dementia and the burden of the illness, as well as the fact that currently there is no cure for the illness, makes it extremely important for us to focus our attention on reducing the risk of dementia. And that's where these guidelines are important. They provide healthcare providers with the information they need, which is based on the latest evidence of what they can do to help people reduce their risk for this illness.
Professor Woodward says just being able to slow things down using the preventative measures put forward by the WHO could make a massive difference.
Well, even if we can delay the onset of dementia by about 5 years, will reduce the total number by about 50%, which is a massive impact on what we might see as a tsunami of dementia coming upon us in the future. You know, we worry about things like global warming, all very important. We worry about terrorism, again, all very important. But we need to be aware that dementia is soon going to be the main cause of death in our society. It's going to cause incredible cost in Australia. It's already close to $10 billion a year, and that's going up rapidly. So we need to be concerned about dementia and do what we can now.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.